Welcome to episode 2 of Stream of Comfort. Today, we'll be taking comfort in RoboCop. We all know that the brain has three hemispheres. The left side is very good at remembering things. The right side is very good at forgetting them. But what if we had no brain at all? In this episode of Stream of Comfort, I'll be asking the question, RoboCop, man? Sometimes life gets us all down. Real life can sometimes be tacky, one-dimensional, senselessly threatening, and borderline sleazy. We talk to our friends and colleagues, but notice that our dialogue is stilted, jerky. They don't speak when we want them to, or come in too early, and we forget our lines. If only we could combine the creativity of spontaneous speech with the robust efficiency of a machine. If only we could be half person, half chip, half skin, half screen. Imagine this. You've just moved to a new area, located to a new city. Moving homes, we're frequently told, is one of the most stressful things a person can do. Let's also suppose that you're changing jobs. For the sake of argument, let's imagine you're a cop. Sure, you have some experience under your belt, but you're transferring to a hard-boiled department, and experience is openly mocked and jeered at. Let's also imagine that you're shot in the face and turned into a robot. Now you've got that problem, a new job, and you're moving house. You'd be right to be overwhelmed. You'd be an idiot to be underwhelmed. You'd be weird to be tuneful. The key in situations like this is to notice your own inner voice. Notice the binary hum of it. It's probably a voice of self-doubt and negativity. Oh dear this, I've died. Oh dear that, I've got an iPad for a face. It's a key to latch onto that grumbling voice, use it to unlock your full potential, and step over the threshold of your old door of self-worth and into a new sunlight of a fresh new dawn where you can cast off old skin and shed all those lingering bad habits as you dive into an ocean of self-worth and swim away from the shore of negativity towards a brand new you. Thinner, too. The important thing is to replace negative thought habits with positive thought habits. Remember, any habit is just a hobbit that's become habitual. Just tell yourself you have 20 seconds to comply. 15. 10. You are in direct violation of Penal Code 113, Section 9. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. I am now authorized to use physical force. What comfort can we take from RoboCop? The main lesson is never give up, even when things are hopeless and you've given up. Also, never lose hope. But I think the main lesson is get augmented. Somebody want to call a goddamn paramedic? That was episode 2 of Stream of Comfort. If you want to learn more about becoming a cyborg, then please visit turnyourselfintoacyborg.net. Next time on Stream of Comfort, we'll be taking comfort from cult indie sci-fi cult primer film, Primer.